Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin Underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. Save 20% at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Welcome in.
It's Christmas time.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Nice.
High five.
Stupid. Impatient.
Oh, that's not impatient. Yeah, oh, I patiently waited until November 1st.
I was going to say, my patience knew no bounds. I have been waiting at least 10 months for this.
Deucers.
I don't care what other people think.
I mean, this is ridiculous, right?
Yeah, I wait till December.
Mm-mm. Oh, no, December's too long, bro.
Oh!
Come on.
Look, there are two choices that are appropriate for Christmas because you can't just make something happen with sheer will. You have to... The enjoyable,
done it for 40 years, my man.
The enjoyable, well, delusion is not part of it. But November 15th, if you want to just draw a line, like if we just, as a society, we want to say, if we want to say November 15th and you've let Halloween kind of bleed out, people have cleaned their yards up, all right? I don't mind that. But I think tradition is the day after Thanksgiving.
The November
15th. I'm seeing an Al Borland nod over there.
Absolutely. The day after Thanksgiving is tradition. That's when the Christmas season kicks off. I understand that. I mean, that's Black Friday. That's Christmas shopping. I get that. I completely get that. The November 15th thing, that make no sense.
Yeah.
You're waiting for Thanksgiving or you're not.
That's the people who don't like, because Thanksgiving moves around a little bit, right?
Yeah, no.
Sometimes you get, it doesn't.
It's always the fourth Thursday.
Yeah,
but the day of the month can change.
Right, that's all I mean. Like if you're uncomfortable with like a kind of a moving target,
I feel like
you can draw a line. I'm just saying you can.
You go with the 15th, then you're just sitting on the fence, and the Thanksgiving truthers will hate you. The early Christmas truthers are not going to like it either. You got to make a decision.
Well, here's a nice
November
thing about
1st through Thanksgiving is either all about that trash holiday, or you can jump right in with us.
People are unsubscribing. They're actually throwing their phones. They're willing to throw away the investment on their phone. They're hurling their phones into the ocean.
The only reason to turn this podcast off, and it makes complete sense, is to play some Christmas music.
Yeah.
And I don't blame you. You get after it. And here's
another
thing.
Shut the show off and play some Christmas music.
Being an early Christmas truther, I don't care what you do.
Yeah,
you can't take my joy away.
That's right.
I am a holly jolly
Christmas time
Christmas
man.
Christmas man.
Yeah, if you don't want in, that's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I just you know, you guys are out on your own island alone. That's
no,
okay.
Well, there are many with us.
Yes, there are dozens of us. Dozens.
Welcome into the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. The Borgogan back in the building today.
I'm back.
With the...
You got a Borgogan monster right in front of you for the first time.
And, of course, a King Griffey Jr. shirt because he lives for King Griffey Jr. How many Ken Griffey shirts do you own?
I own six.
Six.
How many rated rookie Don Russ
Ooh.
Ken Griffey cards do you have? Because we all had them.
No, I have a couple of those, but Yeah, I looked at my collection this past weekend.
It's worth while you were wearing 30 your, cents.
Do you switch between shirts while you're looking at your collection, or do you just commit to one?
I can go most of the week just switching it out.
The Borgogan back with the cast of the neon lights behind him. Judge Giamatti, Al Borland in the building as well. Waiver show today, welcoming some players into the fold.
Very important considering we have six teams on bye. You might wake up this morning and look at your roster and go, because you didn't realize that half your team is gone.
If you wake up and do that, though.
There's a number of reasons, but if it's the bye week cause, we are here for you.
NFL news to talk about. Now, I'm not going to spend time on today's episode of the show on trade rumors because that will probably be stupid. The 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific deadline is coming, but it has not yet arrived as of this recording. So the producers have promised to break in with any trade news. There have been a number of players talked about.
What's your favorite rumor?
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to see if
you want to try to bait me? The Nyheim Hines' name has come up this morning. Kareem Hunt's obviously in discussion. Jerry Jeudy, Brandon Cooks. There are a number of players that
won't get traded.
I think we'll see some moves. I do. There are teams that need to make a couple of moves.
Packers.
What was that word?
Those Packers.
Oh.
That's Packers.
Yeah. Well, it was under my breath. It was through a cough.
So. No, I got you. Just keep the right vowels in there. Quarterback streamers on the show today. And we had a Monday Night Football game that was a whooping.
What was that?
That was a Halloween treat. That
was a trick.
Yeah, the Bengals, who going into this game were really on fire, playing very well against the Cleveland Browns, who were struggling. I believe they lost. Had they lost five in a row or something like that? I mean, they were.
The Cleveland Browns?
The Browns were on quite the losing streak, playing putrid, could not stop the run for anything. I mean, they were the team to target against the run. Four losses in a row, and then they come out and they dominate the Bengals. They get pressure in Joe Burrow's face nonstop. They give up a total of 36 rushing yards in the game. And even though at the end of the game they give up 229 total yards, that was all garbage time. I mean, this was late into the game where they had not crossed 100 total yards of offense while the Browns were just destroying them. 440 yards of offense. Nicholas Chubb was in St. Nicholas mood. Ready for Christmas. And he brought, I mean, if
jolly look, old St. Nick.
If you were looking for points from the Browns side of the ball, you won.
You got everything you needed. Right. If you flex Donovan Peoples Jones, he had a pretty good game. Amari Cooper was great. Nick Chubb was great. And on
Kareem
the other
Hunt
side,
was back to his 10 points.
You even got your garbage from Tyler Boyd, right? If you had moved for him, he got a touchdown. Tyler Higgins, late bomb. Joe Mixon was the problem. I mean, Joe Mixon did have seven catches, but just 27 yards on the ground.
And that was the biggest confusing point for me of this game was, okay, they don't have Ja'Marr Chase. I get it. They will probably see a more run heavy, and it makes total sense because everybody has been dominating the Cleveland Browns on the ground, and they got nothing going. They tried to establish it in the beginning, and it was Joe Mixon running for 0 yards each time.
Joe Mixon is on pace now to catch 72 passes. Adam Leviton tweeted this.
That's,
he also
that's good.
Leads the NFL in carries inside the 10. He has 19 of them.
Wow.
That has turned into two touchdowns on 19 carries inside the 10. There is There's an Alvin Kamara week coming for Joe Mixon.
But when?
Maybe.
Well,
he's had some touchdowns recently. I think the difference, though, is when we've been watching Kamara all season, he just looks great. He's had the juice. He's chunk run after chunk run and it just hasn't been getting the touchdowns. Whereas we watch Mixon, and it's like most of this season he's been inefficient on every run. And whether you blame him or whether you blame the offensive line, which has clearly been struggling, I don't know that I've seen enough from him to say, oh, it's coming, just wait. I mean, I do know.
I've seen enough in the past from Joe Mixon to say that.
Sure.
And when you have 19 carries inside, that's what it is. It's 19 carries inside the 10.
He has two efficient rushing games this year. So he has the two games. So against Baltimore and the Saints, he was over five. He was at 5.6 a carry, but every other game it's 3.4 or under.
Who was the player you told everybody to trade for yesterday because they had a down week?
Remind me. anybody remember?
No, I don't.
You made a big case about the history of a player, and he had a down week, and that's when you go and get them.
That was Gabe Davis.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Joe Mixon has a long history of success. He is on pace for 72 receptions. I'm just saying this could be one of those weeks you go grab him because, look, they just didn't show up. They're 0-13 in their last 13 road primetime games.
I'm not saying he's not valuable because he's been fine for fantasy football. It's just been G. Rose.
Jonathan Taylor, Joe Mixon, rest of the season.
Probably Mixon.
Did you guys have a good Halloween?
Yeah. Yeah. Went out. Did the whole trick-or-treating thing?
They're doing new stuff out there. Believe it or not, we had not been out for Halloween for 3 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Because last year we had a COVID arrived on Halloween, and it was a trick. And we had sad kids and we didn't do any Halloween trick-or-treating. And then the year before was like, I think it was the middle of the 2020 mayhem. Yeah. And
well, there was the surge a couple years ago.
And so we had done we went to an event instead.
Right.
So we had not been out in the streets. They're doing good stuff.
They are.
We got people giving away like full-on battery-powered glow sticks. I mean, that's next level for the kids. We had people giving away ice cream. I mean, mm-hmm. Full soft serve machine in
impressive.
The driveway.
Shout out to the people giving the grown up Jello.
Yeah. Uh huh. Yep. There were those.
Really?
Oh yeah. Those people, my favorite.
doing
did that help?
Work.
You had a neck injury.
Oh man, I was.
So the grown up Jello was helpful.
Was very necessary. I powered through, but I was in a bad spot.
You had woken up on the wrong side of your birthday.
Yes.
People were very generous this Halloween season.
And I decided yesterday, after witnessing all this, I want to be, when I'm an old person, I want to be the, like, I got to figure out the popcorn, whatever, you know, ice cream, soft serve. I got to be.
Hot dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. People were pretty cool. Yeah, so that was a good time. Into the news we go.
News and notes from around the league, presented by USAA Insurance.
It was also the first year that we let the teenager just run,
right.
run around and disappear, and we're old. All right, the Ravens. Updates. Mark Andrews, Gus Edwards, Rashad Bateman. Andrews, not serious. Gus Edwards, day-to-day with a hammy. Rashad Bateman, more serious than originally thought.
Yeah, originally they said it was no big deal.
Just a little tweak to
Rashad Bateman. So I do have my breath holding happening for Mark Andrews.
Yep.
Because I love hearing it's nothing serious. Hopefully he's good to go, but you hear that from time to time, including just recently with this team, where maybe it is a little bit more serious. And we're gonna talk about this in depth on the waiver segment, especially at tight end, but this is a Monday night game
for
the Ravens. And they have the bye week the next week.
Right.
That would it just brings to mind how much the Andrews manager spends on Isaiah Likely.
That's exactly right.
Because you got to do something now. This is week 9. You got to spend up, I think.
You have to have
Likely. If you have Andrews.
Yeah, you need to have a tight end in that game and so that you can wait and make sure you have Mark Andrews. And
the
honestly,
worst part is going to be is if he's limited and you play him. That's also a problem.
Because
Mark Andrews went out there and did nothing 2 weeks ago. After an injury.
For Gus Edwards, what do you do with Kenyon Drake? Because he's probably on the waiver wire.
You start neither of them earlier in the week, hopefully.
Yeah. It's tricky.
With the bye week afterwards, I worry that some of these guys might get some rest. Like Gus.
Why play him?
I would pick up Drake. I think Drake's going to be a fine play this week. And we'll talk about that in more detail. But, yeah, that's the update on the injury situation for the Ravens.
Keenan Allen, is this an official report? Can we get more than one source on this one? Did not practice on Monday coming out of the bye week. Is that the report that I'm
was
seeing?
That was the report, because we had a tweet. We'll try and find the source on it yesterday. I thought it was weird. Like,
I mean, is there a report on Josh Palmer practicing?
It was from
after the concussion.
It was from Daniel Popper, who is a senior writer for The Athletic, and he covers the Chargers.
Well, that seems pretty legit.
Yes. So it was, but it was weird to get a Monday report.
So did we have a report on Josh Palmer, though? Do you know? Because he is coming off the concussion, and that's a pretty big situation there. I know Jason Moore has picked up Josh Palmer.
I think Palmer is the pickup of the week, potentially.
Palmer was at yesterday's walkthrough. Popper did call it a walkthrough.
So that's even weirder that you'd get a DNP on the walkthrough for Keenan Allen.
And Jason Moore was there.
Oh, yeah, I was, baby.
Chuba Hubbard feels like he can return in week 9. Don't listen to the players. Let's find out what the team says.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper Kupp is day to day.
Who said it?
The Rams have said he will play in week 9 and avoided any serious damage. It's the tissue swelling ankle issue. DeAndre Swift. This is a big discussion. Once again, I said don't listen to the players. Because DeAndre Swift says he anticipates having a bigger role moving forward. He also said he's not 100%. And then Dan Campbell literally said, we gave him too many carries.
They gave him 5.
So they should have given him 4.
That's the right number.
And Dan Campbell's quote is, glad he's out there, but he's not back.
Yeah.
This is, if I had DeAndre Swift, I would be very uncomfortable with my circumstances. He also had said he wished he had given that carry to Jamal Williams, because I think they wish they gave them all to Jamal, because they get contract incentives for every carry they give to Jamal Williams.
The Jamal Williams, at the beginning of the season, in the draft time, you knew that Jamal Williams was going to be an issue. I mean, just watch Hard Knocks of how much this team loves Jamal Williams, believes in him. And Jamal Williams is a good running back, just Team Swift was really hoping that this would be the year that DeAndre Swift would break out, because when he's healthy, he's got juice, man, that Jamal Williams just doesn't have. But DeAndre Swift, his value really comes from the pass-catching role, which I believe he had 5 receptions.
27 and a touchdown.
Yeah, so nothing huge, but he had the receiving touchdown. I've got DeAndre Swift in the league of record, and it's holding on hope that he made it out healthy, and he'll get a little bit more work next week. I'm not expecting him to be a bell cow, though.
Yeah, but you hope that towards the end of the season he gets fully healthy. Yes. What Dan Campbell is saying here is that he's not actually back to the explosive athlete that DeAndre Swift usually is. You look at week 1 and week 2, 9.6 a carry.
Saw it on the 11.2 field. I mean, he didn't look.
Every single time DeAndre Swift touched the ball to start the season, it was like shot out of a cannon. And now this last week, 5 for 6. So, yeah, he's not back, so he's not going to be getting a heavy workload until he's fully healthy.
Which means playing him right now comes with a floor possibility of a very bad game, which didn't exist before. Trade deadline, like I said, today at 4 p.m. Cam Akers, another name that is out there. Bills have been asking about running backs. Kendrick Bourne is a name that's out there. So
I assume, 4 p.m. Eastern is when Cam Akers gets cut, or
I don't know that he'll be cut. He might be back with the Rams.
That was today's news and notes presented by USAA Insurance. Learn more at usaa.com/insurance. Yeah, he actually he tweeted he misses football. Did you see this?
Yeah.
I feel bad for him. I'm sure he does miss football, and hopefully he can sign with the team as a free agent tomorrow. That's my prediction. But it'll be short-lived.
Yeah, can they cut him?
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on.
Welcome to The Fold, presented by Samsung Galaxy.
At least the Rams have said they won't cut him.
Yeah, they won't.
If no trade materializes.
Come trade for him.
Adam Schefter had said a couple days ago that they were not willing to do that. The waiver wire rankings up on the website. Go to thefantasyfootballers.com. Click the rankings tab. We have our waiver wire rankings up there to help you out beyond this episode. Lots of buys this week. Browns, Cowboys, Broncos, Giants, Steelers, 49ers. So your Christian McCaffrey, Mike, all those points, you got to spread them over 2 weeks.
That's all right, because you know what he won't be doing this week?
Getting hurt?
Getting hurt.
Better he doesn't play at all. Let's dive into what wide receivers we are welcoming into the fold this week. At the tippy top of our list, couple of names for you. Rondale Moore of the Arizona Cardinals, who take on the Seattle Seahawks. And Joshua Palmer, wide receiver for the Chargers, who takes on Atlanta. Palmer's 36% rostered. Rondale's about 50-50 right now. But, you know, you like what you saw from Rondale last week. 8 targets, 7 for 91, and a touchdown. Has the most routes run among all wide receivers over the last month, believe it or not.
Well, what was really cool about this last week, if you're looking in depth at Rondale, is that he was on the field for 95%+ of routes run. That means that in 2 wide receiver sets, he was the second wide receiver on the outside. But what didn't happen 2 weeks ago was that when they were in 11 personnel and there was a third wide receiver, yep, they were kind of keeping him on the outside. This last week, they moved him in the slot. Whenever there was, you know, someone in the slot, that's where he dominates from. And you saw a great game out of him. And then there was a rotation for kind of that third player between A.J. Green, Robbie Anderson, and Greg Dortch. But Rondale has now firmly moved into the wide receiver 2 spot. So while Hollywood Brown is out, which should be at least another 5 weeks, a long stretch of time, you're talking about the clear-cut number 2 target in this offense. I still hate how they use him. You have to have him break a tackle, as he did this last game, and to have a big play. I feel like every pass is 5 yards maximum down the field as far as depth of target.
They've mixed up a little bit of interior passing game with him that I've liked to see, but when you have a player out there every snap, that's good.
Yeah. It's really good, and the Cardinals' offense is starting to click a little bit better with Hopkins back.
So pretty crazy matchup with Seattle this week, though. In Arizona, where we've struggled, we being the Cardinals, I'm sorry to say. And then Seattle's defense has been amazing the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's really funny how good they've been the last 3 weeks and how bad they were up to the... Like, it wasn't a gradual thing. 4 weeks ago, they stunk. 3 weeks ago, they were really good. Because I was looking at recent games. I was trying to say, okay, well, how have they been in the last 6? Last 6, not good. If you change it to the last 3, they've been really, really, really good.
Joshua Palmer, questionable with the concussion, was at the walkthrough on Monday, and Atlanta's giving up a ton of points to wide receivers. You need Palmer out there for Herbert, too. If you listen to the people around the team, fans of the Chargers, the frustration right now is that they are not active in pursuing a wide receiver situation. I mean, they lost Jalen Guyton. They lost Mike Williams. Keenan Allen's not going through the walkthrough. And Palmer's got a concussion. And you're sitting there going, like, DeAndre Carter is not the answer to...
Well, DeAndre Carter's a slot wide receiver. He's like, he can only really fill in for Keenan.
Well, and my point is like, the depth chart, including DeAndre Carter, is not enough to get things done in this division where you know, the Broncos and the Raiders are kind of out of the picture.
Right.
And you have a chance to go make a move, and you have wide receivers out there, and the team has not made a move. And so, it's Josh Palmer and Austin Eckler right now.
Yeah, Joshua Palmer is my number one pickup this week. I believe that he is a month-long, really, really good start. And that's a minimum, because they've said, you know, Mike Williams is going to miss at least 4 weeks. With Mike Williams gone, Joshua Palmer inherits a target share on a good offense that will be solid. And he has disappointed in some of those roles before. You know, you go back to week 2 when we were hoping for the big breakout and he had the opportunity. He was, you know, he put up 11 fantasy points. He didn't crush you. If you could pick up 11 fantasy points from the waivers, that's good. But we were all disappointed with it because we thought he had the chance to do more. But in some of these games where another player has missed, 9 targets, 8 targets. This last week that we saw him before he missed with the concussion was 12 targets, 9 catches. He is a part of this offense. It's a good offense, and he's not a one-week play. He's a month-long play. So, if you need points off the waiver, I don't think there's anybody better to pick up than Joshua Palmer.
I would say Palmer, if this is purely 1 week, I'd go Palmer. Longer term, I'd prefer Rondale.
One bit of news that we failed to mention was the dismissal of the offensive coordinator in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
For Frank Reich. And, you know, this is kind of fundamental. You know, you talk about their struggles on the offensive side of the ball. This is part of their solution. I know Reich calls plays, but, you know, they used to have Nick Sirianni in that role, mm-hmm. if you remember when they were really cruising along. So they're trying to fix some things on offense. Garrett Wilson, Kadarius Toney, a couple of other names worth mentioning. Kadarius Toney is healthy. Andy Reid said he will work him into the offense. But down the line, I mean, he's somebody you should have on your roster
because
he has the skills. He has the skills to take over.
Yeah, if you're not looking for a play, like I say, Joshua Palmer's, you know, my number one pickup, because if you need to pick someone up and play him right now, that's where you can be sure. But if this is a bench player, if this is a guy that's going to be a backup, you're just picking someone up to fill a roster spot, and they're not going to be starting for you. I'd much rather have Kadarius Toney because the upside. Is it going to happen this year? I don't know. I would put it at 30% chance. But when you've got that kind of explosive Tyreek-style athlete going to the Chiefs with Andy Reid, where it seems like they could use someone to really step up. I know Juju's been pretty good for a couple of games, but over the course of the season, I mean, there's a reason they traded for him because they're thinking, we need a guy.
And the nice thing is when you talk about players like Wandale, right, who short area targets with athleticism, if they give Kadarius Toney six targets in this offense, number one in point scoring in the league, Andy Reid's, you know, way of kind of crafting for a player's skill set, it could mean a lot. You know, we don't – not right away.
Yep,
but something agreed. To pay attention to. Garrett Wilson, last week, nice bounce back week for him.
Yeah,
no. But Buffalo in the bye week the next 2 weeks, so that's more of a and then New England coming out of it. It's almost more of a message like if you can go get something for Garrett Wilson. Like I got trade offers for Garrett Wilson off of that performance.
Sure.
And I'm willing to move him if Buffalo, the bye week in New England, or the next 3 weeks.
I would be very much willing to trade him away.
So I'm not necessarily – I don't even like picking him up.
No, and he's probably mostly rostered, but he's a good enough player. We've seen flashes where he should be rostered in all the leagues. Another player, if you need a start, and he is available in about half the leagues out there, Devin Duvernay.
Oh, he's at the tippy top of this list.
Yeah, Rashad Bateman, we know for sure, is missing.
Yeah.
So Devin Duvernay will have more work, and you can throw in DeMarcus Robinson to some degree because he'll be out there as well.
And looked good.
Yeah, and I think he had like 9 targets or something. So those two Ravens receivers with Bateman, you know they're going to be out. Big opportunity here.
Such a bummer about Rashad Bateman, too.
Yeah.
Because
his
season's kind of getting deleted right before our eyes.
And he got off to such a strong start.
He did.
His first 2 weeks.
Other names to mention in the stash category, Van Jefferson. Somebody to pay attention to. I mean, that conversation could become moot if they trade for Brandon Cooks today.
Sure.
Terrace Marshall Jr. is playing on 92% of snaps. So if you want a player that is always out there, and P.J. Walker has been competent in providing value for his wide receivers.
He also had 9 targets. He had 87 yards this last week.
I don't know if you get to play Atlanta every week, but they kind of do in one more week.
But, yeah, you get to play Atlanta again in 2 weeks here. The Bengals.
He's 22 years old.
The Bengals matchup, I'm not sure what to think here. The Browns just wrecked that team last night.
Well, they just lost a huge piece of their defense, too. Kyle, are you kind of enlivened by the Terrace Marshall discussion, the fact he's even being mentioned aloud?
I feel alive. I've been waiting for this moment.
And did you felt pretty good about the Travis Fulgham comp that I gave last night when we were talking?
Travis Fulgham's out of the league.
Yeah.
Terrace Marshall's great.
Okay. Got it. Darius Slayton, 6 more targets for Darius Slayton. It is a bye week for him, though. So you're not going to hold Darius Slayton over the bye week. Donovan Peoples-Jones, 4 targets for 81.
Same. He's got the bye week. But he's been solid, man. Like, he's been a very interesting player here.
Rookie stashes, Jahan Dotson, Treylon Burks, Alec Pierce. If you are a team already with depth, aren't suffering from the bye week, and you need to put somebody on your bench that maybe has eventual value.
I would put Burks last on that list, but it's a name to remember. He will come back at some point. The season should be good. But when I was looking up for the waiver rankings, like, how is he doing in his recovery? Because he's eligible to come back after this next week. The reporter that I was looking at said he hasn't seen him around at all. So just because you're out of the 4-week window does not guarantee you get to you just get to be healthy.
And he hadn't been relevant for fantasy yet.
Yeah, it was right. It was just the hope of you saw some flashes, the targets per route run, and then we're hot and cold with this guy because he's been hot and cold on the field. But Romeo Doubs, available in about 40% of leagues, had the big week against Buffalo, 7 targets. So like the targets continue to go there. Had the big touchdown catch. If you saw the celebration on the sideline there, Rodgers really dapping him up. And they played Detroit.
The rule of Romeo Doubs is if you play him, he stinks. And if you put him on your bench, it's the Kyle Pitts rule for me.
Perhaps.
Well, then pick him up and have him there for your tiebreakers.
It's a good point. Cortland Sutton, the most popular drop candidate. Are you ready to let go of Sutton?
No.
Well, let's put that to the test. Rondale Moore and Josh Palmer.
I don't think I would drop Cortland Sutton for either of them.
I would not either.
I think I'd let him go for Rondale Moore.
I
think Sutton's
fair point.
Going to be the third. I guess if Judy's gone, it's a different story. But Rashad Bateman.
I mean,
these are the number one names, by the way, coming up, and people who want to let these guys go.
Rashad Bateman is so difficult because the head coach said he's going to miss weeks, and you're at the point of the season where, like, I guess if your team is looking great, like your record says, no, I'm going to be safe to make the playoffs. I'm holding on to Rashad Bateman. If you've got to manufacture wins because you're in the middle, you might have to drop
him. You know for a fact you don't have him for 2 weeks. So if you've got to move on, you got to move on.
All right. Quick break. Back with running backs.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, let's dive into what running backs we are welcoming into the fold. Pull up your waiver wire. And let's look and see. Just take a glance, just in case. But if Deontay Foreman is out there, please,
you got to pick
make
him up.
The investment. The amount of work he's getting, and the fact that that's an opportunity to have a big play when you get 20 plus carries. I know they went to overtime, but he was very good. And what kind of fab are you spending on Deontay Foreman?
If Foreman is out there, I'm dropping at least 25 on him. Now, Chuba's going to come back.
Yeah.
We don't know for sure if he'll be back this week or not, but it is worth remembering that Deonta Foreman had the entirety of the workload to himself. He still rotated out on third downs, even this last week without Chuba. So Chuba will be the pass-catching back, which means if he's out there, you should look at picking him up, and it's far more realistic that Chuba is out there, having missed the game and having Deonta have a big game. I would pick Chuba up for 10 to 20. Deonta Foreman is probably 25 plus to get him, but he's probably rostered.
And, I like Foreman picking him up in play. He's got Atlanta again in 2 weeks, but they scored 4 touchdowns. They had 34 total points. Up until this point in the season, they were living in the teens. They had, surpassed 20 points just 3 times.
Well, yeah, but they had that bum Christian McCaffrey.
This game was better than anything McCaffrey had done for the Panthers. It's he's very interesting. He's going to get a lot of volume, but I'm not going out of control for him.
Other names at the running back position near the top of our waiver rankings this week, but majority rostered, Khalil Herbert and Tyler Algier.
Like, I would pick up Herbert over Foreman, personally.
I would not.
I would.
I don't blame you for the thought, just because Khalil Herbert has just been awesome.
Yes.
As a running back, every time we've seen him in the NFL, he's been outstanding. He's got a timeshare that he's worked his way into. Should something happen with David Montgomery, you're talking about probably a top 5, top 6 back.
Miami, Detroit, Atlanta is the stretch run here for Herbert. So I over the next 3 games, I'd rather play that over Cincinnati and Baltimore, which Foreman will be doing.
Cincinnati, Atlanta, Baltimore?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough call. I know that all 3 of us liked Foreman more when they were both healthy, Chuba and Foreman, going into that week and who you would pick up.
Yeah.
Algier had 14 carries. It wasn't very efficient. Caleb Huntley got involved, but he did have 3 for 46 and a catch for a touchdown. So Algier is another, you know, you're in a bye week. Mike has sent me trade offers for running backs. I mean, you need to have somebody to stuff into your lineup and get by this week. Latavius Murray's another name that can do that, and he's the first name that's under 50% rostered.
Well, he can't do it this week because he's on bye, but yes, he is someone that you could start after that. And you know that with Mike Boone on IR, it became a two-headed monster. So Melvin Gordon, Latavius Murray, you can start both of them. I would still start Melvin Gordon.
I would call it a monster.
Okay, that's fair. It's a two-headed,
you know, gentle squirrel.
Okay, like a two-headed squirrel. That's fine.
It's a little off-putting. But it's going to scare you a little bit because it's got two heads.
Yeah.
But
it's also, the heads are a little heavy for its small squirrel body, so it's not as fast as it used to be.
Murray looks good.
What?
No.
You're crazy.
He looks better than Melvin Gordon
tackles. Okay, that's fine. If you personally think he looks better
than
Gordon,
that's fine. He looks more effective to me than Melvin Gordon. But
I think they both look bad.
Kenyon Drake, 7 for 62 last week, 4 targets, and could have it all to himself-ish, sort of.
It's the Kenyon Drake pickup, as I was alluding to at the top of the show, is so tough because if Gus Edwards is out, Kenyon Drake will get a ton of volume against the Saints. But it's Monday night, and you probably won't know if Gus is active until the game is about to kick off when they declare inactive. So it's real sketchy to bank everything on him to be your RB2 or a flex play.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Kenyon Drake's 40% rostered. Isaiah Pacheco, 46% rostered. Coming off of the bye, after they made him the starter,
Isaiah Pacheco?
The starter for the Kansas City Chiefs. I think there's huge opportunity here for him to – look, all three of these running backs will be involved for the Chiefs, and all three – can be both played and be terrible options. But remember the beginning of the season where the starter, who happened to be Clyde Edwards-Helaire in that three-headed timeshare, was just really good for fantasy because the touchdown opportunities are there. Isaiah Pacheco, having gotten through, you know, several games of his rookie season and being made the starter, now coming out of a bye, you're talking about long-term rest-of-season stash who is playable and who still possesses a hopeful upside, an unknown of really kind of taking over as the season progresses, the second half of his rookie year, where he is both someone you could start now and hope that he gets a touchdown and has room to be better every week the rest of the season. So he's someone I think available in somehow more than 50% of leagues. I think he would be worth taking a fab dump on.
Yeah, I agree.
A fab dump? Taking a fab dump on them?
Yeah, but like a good fab dump.
Pacheco.
You know, I mean, it feels good. You know,
that's something producer's alley.
You don't struggle. You're not grimacing and overworking and you're going to blow out an O-ring. But it feels good.
Yeah, just taking a good fab dump.
Yeah.
It's necessary sometimes. Nice, healthy fab dump.
Was that was the line of over 1,000?
No, it wasn't.
1,000 shows of poop
no,
jokes.
No, no. I just didn't have anything to say. You got anything to say, Brooksy?
No. Oh,
you taking any fab dumps this week?
I don't think so.
Okay. Brian Robinson.
He's not backed
would
up.
You drop Brian Robinson for Pacheco?
Yes.
Pacheco
can catch passes and will be involved
maybe.
In that. Could be the goal line guys on a much better offense.
That's a difficult line right there.
Stashes. Kyren Williams, Jaylen Warren, Rashad White, D'Ernest Johnson.
Yeah, D'Ernest Johnson, you may know by the time you're listening to this, because if Kareem is gone, then D'Ernest is the next man up to be the RB2. They're going into the bye week, so you don't have to, you know, drop a huge fab dump, so to speak. You don't have to burn a priority to get D'Ernest Johnson, but he's interesting. Jaylen Warren.
It's just a sensitive topic after all that Halloween candy.
Yeah, yeah. Jaylen Warren to me is interesting. We brought him up yesterday. It's another bye week player because everyone's on the freaking bye this week. Thanks, NFL. But when you're watching Najee Harris and you're watching Jaylen Warren, Najee Harris looks like the undrafted player, and Jaylen Warren looks like the high draft capital running back at this point. And then an article, I can't remember the source, that came out yesterday of saying, you know, just highlighting how bad Najee Harris has been. Is not just, you know, athletically he doesn't look right. He had the foot injury in training camp. He's making interesting decisions because maybe he thinks he can still make certain jump cuts or juke moves that he can't right now because his body won't let him. But over the bye week, if we come out of that and there's like, well, we're going to move this more to a timeshare, or maybe they actually shut Najee Harris down. There's a lot of things that the Steelers could do for Jaylen Warren to really gain value heading into the second half of the season.
Which tight ends are you looking to welcome into the fold this week?
Tight ends, there's a lot. Obviously, Greg D is going to be at the top of the list. You've
on that bye week.
Even on the bye week, Greg Dulcich would be the number one. Because if you're looking for help, if you're like, man, I need a tight end, then you need to roster two, and you need to roster Greg Dulcich.
He's
had three games in his entire career as a rookie. He's been a top 12 tight end each week. 44, 51, 87 yards. He's got a touchdown in one of them. He looks explosive. He's playing the part. You know, you need to take a shot when a player looks like he has the potential to break out. And I don't usually trust rookie tight ends, but look, if he's doing it, you know, NBA Jam rules, three in a row, you gotta believe.
Isaiah Likely is only 7% rostered. Give me the fab spend for the Andrews manager, and then if you're not an Andrews manager, on Isaiah Likely and the potential upside or ability to just step in and be relevant with Andrews on the bench.
I would spend 20, 25 fab if I'm the Andrews manager to make sure I have him, because otherwise you're going to possibly not know who you can start on Monday night. He is a great cuff for Andrews, and I would probably roster Likely even further into the season in case Andrews got injured. If I'm not the Andrews manager, you know, it's like I would love to, personally, I have George Kittle on bye. I would love to pick up Isaiah Likely, but I can't do it because I'm not going to roster three tight ends, and I'm not dropping George Kittle, so I don't know if Isaiah Likely is going to be a starter on Monday, and I won't know that when I'm making my waiver claims tonight for them to run in the morning. So, you know, maybe put in a dollar or two. He is worth having on your roster for sure. If the Andrews manager doesn't go after him and you're wanting that shot in the dark, maybe we know before Sunday Mark Andrews' health. I think Isaiah Likely is like a top six play if Andrews is out.
Is there a world where somebody with a good tight end could flex Isaiah Likely because of the fact that they don't have Rashad Bateman? And, you know, Duvernay is kind of a, you know, they give him opportunities to use his speed, but he's not really a downfield threat. And 6 for 77 and a touchdown last week.
That is a really good point, Andy. I haven't thought about that. Like for my team, last week I ended up, instead of going Marquise Goodwin or Michael Gallup, I went Mike Gesicki in my flex as that last piece. And, yeah, if you pick up Isaiah Likely and you're just saying, hey, I'm willing to flex this guy over other waiver wire wide receivers and waiver wire running backs that are available, he is a good start if he is the starter.
If you can get Likely very cheap, as Jason was saying right now, I think it's worth it just to go through the week and see what happens. If you're, you know, George Kittle's on bye, okay, and you'll have to make a move, but maybe you know before Sunday if Mark Andrews is going to play. And if he is, then you just go draw. I mean, Evan Engram, forever on your waiver wire, forever. You could pick him up and just play him 1 week and then drop him. Robert Tonyan gets Detroit. He's rostered in about half a league. So there's other options that could be out there.
Tyler Conklin is super widely available.
Yeah, just some really interesting and fine backup options should Likely not become the starter with Andrews out.
All right, other names, Hayden Hurst, Evan Engram, Dawson Knox scored again. Tyler Conklin reemerged.
Yeah, we'll see.
No thoughts on any of those names?
Not really. I mean, Hayden Hurst last night was not great. It's hard to, you know, take that.
That whole game was garbage for the Bengals.
Take that memory away. Dawson Knox got a touchdown, which is obviously always a chance when Josh Allen's throwing the ball, but not very involved. in the passing game to the degree that I would like. So I think what the players Mike said, you know, Evan Engram, Robert Tonyan in Detroit, those are the names that I would be looking at to pick up if I need a start this week.
All right, defenses, who are we welcoming into the fold for this upcoming week?
I think there are a few really interesting streamers. So you have the Cincinnati Bengals will be taking on Carolina, and they just got wrecked, but they, you know, I believe that they're at home against Carolina and P.J. Walker. The Panthers aren't going to do what they did to the Falcons, to the Bengals. So they're in play for me. And the Minnesota Vikings, even more widely available. They're taking on the Manders, and the Manders they've taken the third most sacks. Taylor Heinicke.
Oh, he loves to chuck it.
They pulled out a miracle win, but
because he chucked it.
But due to him doing the chucking, that turns into a lot of interception potential. And Minnesota is a better defense to me than the Colts.
Yeah, and the Patriots, they're not as widely available as some of those teams. But the second game, a lot of times rookie quarterbacks or newer, you know, you haven't seen them out there. They can come out and have a decent first game in their second game when there's an entire game of film on how they play and
right.
their tendencies. You give that to Bill Belichick and you say, hey, Sam Ellinger, go out and throw against Bill Belichick's defense. It's going to be tough sledding for him.
I think the trap defense of the week is the Miami-Chicago matchup. I don't want to play a really bad defense in Miami who just keeps getting worse against Chicago's emerging offense, even if the season-long metrics look like you should. That's another one of those traps.
You look at last week, the Cowboys had a touchdown return on a fumble.
The most fluky of returns.
That was, if you didn't see it, absolutely wild. There's just a fumble recovery by Micah Parsons. He's down on the ground, and Justin Fields, who was right there, decides to hop over him. Don't touch him down. Make sure you don't touch him even accidentally. Hops right over him and lets him get up and run in for a touchdown. Shouldn't have happened. So, yeah, I agree with you to a degree.
Other than that touchdown, they would have been, you know, middle of the pack as a play. New England play, you know, it looked like a great matchup against them. They beat New England, and I think it was 5 fantasy points. So just keep that in mind. You know, this is the time where, like, if you use the Stream Finder tool on our website, you know, you can change the span of weeks to find you don't want to necessarily look at the entire year. Like I said, Seattle looks like a great matchup. If you look at the whole year, you look at the last 3 weeks, you wouldn't be tempted to, you know, throw Daniel Jones out there. So just remember that you can change it to last 5 games, get a better picture of how teams are trending. Players get better. They make trades, players get healthier, defenses change. Bear all of that in mind when you're making your decisions. No other information, right? No special trades?
No trades, huh?
Nothing.
Well, that's a shame.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Get ready for disappointment.
All right, that was Welcome to the Fold, presented by our friends at Samsung. The Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 4 makes multitasking super easy, including that waiver wire. Use it to check player rankings, watch highlights, and view trade targets to improve your roster all at the same time. Visit Samsung.com to learn more. Still got to talk about the quarterback position.
Full stream ahead.
I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers against Detroit as my stream of the week. It has been rough for the Packers. 4 straight losses. Doesn't have a 3 touchdown game this year. But the setup this week for a get-right game, it's there. Romeo Doubs, Alan Lazard should be back. They may trade for a wide receiver. I still think that's a possibility. And the Lions are allowing 8.1 yards per attempt, the highest in the NFL. They seem to be moving the ball better with Aaron Jones as the focal point, albeit, you know, it was a tough matchup last week against Buffalo. But I think Aaron Rodgers this week is a strong play.
Agreed.
Yeah, in division, in Detroit, where Detroit can put up points,
we
I like it a lot.
Actually, is this a real?
Oh, do we have news?
Is this fake Adam Schefter or real Adam Schefter?
This is real.
Wow.
Real Adam Schefter.
Breaking news.
Wow.
The Detroit Lions are dealing tight end TJ Hawkinson in division to the Minnesota Vikings, who are 6-1.
And Irv Smith has a high ankle sprain.
Yeah, they've had about enough of Hurt Smith Jr.
I like it.
TJ Hockenson going to the Vikings.
Which, good for you, Detroit, for not doing this nonsense of, well, this player's not, we don't want him on our team, but we don't want him on your team. Like, if he's not a good fit for your team because you don't think he's good enough, you don't think he's worth the money, it doesn't matter. Just trade him. Go
and
get
they,
something.
And they got a haul. Minnesota sends a 2023 second, a 2024 third, a 2023 fourth, and a 2024 conditional fourth round pick.
No way. Are you serious?
They are paying up for a guy who they have seen in their division be you know, a dominant athlete, a good run blocker, can get out and catch passes, can help break this offense wide open.
Well, and they're going for it. I mean, right? They're 6-1.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they should go for it. That's wild, though. I can't. No way.
Kyle, what did he say the compensation wrong?
Yeah, Minnesota sends a 2023 second, a 2024 third, for Hockenson, a 2023 fourth, and a conditional.
Okay, well, that is that a lot makes, different.
That Thank makes you, Kyle.
Far more sense.
So, so a fourth-round pick goes back,
yeah,
and a 2024 conditional fourth-round pick.
Yeah, that's is
this
much
a good,
better.
Is this a good time to bring up what happened in our League of Record where somebody traded?
Oh, yes.
They traded Travis. They made an offer with Travis Kelce, and they meant to put in the other person's multiple seconds and thirds. But they accidentally put their own seconds and thirds.
So we wake up and we see this trade that's going. It's like, oh, man, Kelce was moved. So what was the compensation? Wait, they gave up Kelce and the picks?
And multiple seconds and thirds for basically nothing, which, by the way, we reversed that trade because it was an accident. But this is huge. TJ Hockenson, I mean, this to me, this you know, it doesn't affect Justin Jefferson and whether anything's good for him. If anything, it's – you know, good for the offense.
Amon-Ra.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it even affects Amon-Ra that much.
I
think who it affects is Kirk Cousins. I mean, it ups Kirk Cousins' upside to have another viable target on the inside of this offense. Amon-Ra was going to get his, wasn't he?
Sure, but I mean, you know, part of the breakout last year that we were talking about was, well, Hockenson was gone when Amon-Ra was just absolutely dominating. And this is another target gone for Amon-Ra to just soak up. You could throw the ball to Amon-Ra every play, and you can't do that when you throw it to TJ Hockenson, so just keep throwing it to Amon-Ra.
How much of this acquisition is based on the fact that Hockenson's hair meets the Viking culture?
Oh, he does.
Oh, he's
he
very like Viking.
Yes. So, you know, in a cowardly lion sense.
Right.
Not a Valhalla.
Not a cowardly lion anymore. He's a Viking.
Oh, I like it.
So Aaron Rodgers was my stream of the week. Moving back here. Keep breaking in with news. Thank you for that, guys. This All right. I give you credit for making a trade happen during the show.
I'm going to give you a streaming quarterback, then you give me the next trade.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Here's the next streaming quarterback. It's a quarterback that's been bad lately. It's Trevor Lawrence.
Trust the process,
I was going to say, man, I'd be nervous to do this.
I would not, because the Raiders have just stunk. They just got shut out and boat raced by the Saints. The Raiders rank 32nd in schedule-adjusted fantasy points allowed to the quarterback position. You know how good Russell Wilson's been this year? Bad. He was the quarterback 3. Ryan Tannehill is not a
what
fantasy
was Dalton last week?
Viable. Well, Dalton, some of his scoring came through the air with Alvin Kamara, but I know Alvin Kamara had 3 touchdowns.
I don't. It wasn't a trap. I was just genuinely asking how Dalton
he was
ended up.
17 points.
He was QB 18, so 229 yards and 2 touchdowns. I mean, for a streaming type of a player, you take it.
Yeah, Davis Mills was the quarterback 6. Ryan Tannehill was the quarterback 8. You've got a lot of players who have had nice, easy throwing lanes against the Raiders. And I do think Trevor Lawrence, while he can be bad, we've seen him be really good. His upside is tremendous. And so I am fine streaming Trevor Lawrence this week.
And, right. Mike, this one makes the most. Oh, wait, well, we're waiting for the breaking news.
For the trade.
Could you, Al?
Deucers?
Al?
Got nothing yet.
Okay.
I'm sure it's coming.
Judge Giamatti?
Nope.
All right. Focus that energy on Kareem, please.
Borg, what do you got?
I mean, that one was a full surprise with Hockenson. NFL trade deadline has had some movers.
There
and
was
shakers.
Whispers that started creeping up in the last couple of days on Hockenson. I'm surprised they went to the Vikings.
Okay.
But again, good for you. All right. My streamer of the week, because my dude, please be good. Please be good as you have been the last couple weeks. It is Justin Fields' time. Andy was scared to play that Miami Dolphins defense against the Chicago Bears because
the Dolphins defense is bad.
Because they're a bad defense, and Chicago's offense has been getting it together the last 3 weeks. QB8, QB5, QB5. He's averaging 9.5 rushing attempts per game at 53 yards. This offense is starting to get it together, and that includes that cheat code of using Justin Fields' legs. So if he doesn't have a prolific passing day, but he still gets you 50 yards on the ground, that comes through for fantasy.
Dolphins are the Dolphins defense, 26 against the quarterback position on the year. So they are they're no good.
And if you
29th in total defensive rank.
If you're picking up Justin Fields, then you are lined up for that Miami, Detroit, Atlanta stretch run of you might be just be playing him 3 weeks in a row.
Any breaking news?
Kareem.
Nah. You know, these producers, I swear.
Yeah, right. Yeah, come on.
They give you a little, and then they just, that's it.
First one's free.
I'll pay. What you got for me?
Oh, boy. Anything else we got to cover then? Are we done? We've got Ride or Die, the Thursday night preview tomorrow, the midseason review show. Nothing new? We're done?
Nothing we'll new. Have some news to go over tomorrow
Hopefully.
As well.
Yeah, pay attention to social media, at the FF Ballers on Twitter. Maybe we'll get some more big trades. I think we will. I think we'll have a couple more big ones.
Fingers crossed. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com and follow us on Twitter @TheFFBallers.